Have you ever wanted to play in a campaign similar to the Noctprone Dead Season where you are in a realm filled with spirits? If yes, then I have the perfect product for you. Explore the realm beyond the veil with the Book of Spirits, an ethereal 5e supplement on Kickstarter now. This supplement is inspired by legendary titles like Dragon Age and Stormlight Archive. The Book of Spirits is a sourcebook that expands your world with a new realm of magic. With over 50 spirit creatures, 7 brand new subclasses, an entirely new class, and tons of encounters and resources for you to run a game in the spirit realm. Follow the link in the episode description where you can find this 200 plus page book with illustrated encounter maps, incredibly detailed miniatures, and an entire original soundtrack to immerse your players in this mystical adventure. Back the Book of Spirits today on Kickstarter. Whether you're a halfling, a giant, or somewhere in between, on the table with your friends, playing Dungeons and Dragons. And if life ever knocks you down, your dice will surely turn around. It's time to quest. Let's put your characters to the test.
Welcome to Noctprone, a podcast of high quits, small bits, and faring wits. My name is Dean, and I'm a patron and of the Noctgang Podcast Patreon. Yeti is my favorite, and I'm joined here to my players to my left.
Mason playing Lakir.
Brooklyn playing Litzy.
Jameson playing Jack.
Danny playing Tess.
Caden playing Torn.
And Tio playing the Dungeon Master. Hello, welcome to Noctprone. That was my nephew Dean, and he is a patron of our podcast, and he's adorable. And so I just figured he wanted to record the intro, and so he got to record the intro because he's one of our patrons. And so if you want to also record our intro, go over to patreon.com/knocked and check out our sweet rewards. So as last we left our adventurers, they went through this high security prison to try and find Torin's father, Cord. After finding Harold, they met Q62 and attacked Q62 as he was corrupted by some weird strangeness going on with him. And they were successful in killing Q, but not without Torin falling unconscious and Jack taking a bunch of damage from his cursed item that hurts him every time people get damaged around him. At the end of the session, the samurai that the party is traveling with, his name is Alistair, gave the party 3 magic items, one being a scroll of enlarge reduce, one being a ring of curse breaking, and one being a wish scroll. That's where we left our party. They just had finished their rage from their wild magic, though Tess is currently locked in a room taking his dark form. And so, yeah, what are you guys up to?
Well, I am currently very angry. Tess is just in there, just still so mad that Q would punch him. Mm-hmm. Just slashing the crap out of that guy.
Yeah, and he's sufficiently dead at this point, but, I mean, for an hour, you've got rage effects, so, I mean, you might as well, not rage, but anger.
And does he tell us straight up that it's a wish scroll? Or?
Yeah, he knows, and he'll explain, like, you know, after you use wish a certain amount of times, you can't use it anymore, because it expires on a person, and, well, I come from a long line of wish users, and I was born without being able to use this scroll, and I found it, and I can't use it, so here you go.
Well, I'm sure that will certainly come in handy. If you don't mind me asking, who are you? What did you do that put you here? For someone that comes from a family of wish users, you'd seem of someone pretty significant.
Wishes have consequences. There's always a monkey's paw. My family made wishes that caught the attention of people, higher ups, like the Winter Court elite, and so they were killed brutally, and well, I survived, but now live with the guilt of knowing that my family died to whom I believe was a hag.
Fascinating. And what form, I apologize, what captured you? Were the monks that came after us? Giants?
Oh, well, I didn't really formulate a plan very clearly. I kind of walked into the Winter Castle and thought to myself, I'm gonna kill the leader of the Winter Court because I believe her to be a hag. And she captured me. Her and her men captured me and brought me here. I kind of, you know, ruined the element of surprise by yelling, attack.
Well?
Rookie mistake.
That'll do it.
I'll kind of look towards...
Classic mistake.
Let's see, and say, well, we're looking to follow in your footsteps, though not the same path.
Yeah, we're not going to spoil it with yelling attack.
It's pretty effective.
Do you have...
yeah, for them!
Do you have any insights that may be useful to us? Defenses that you were able to surpass? The strength of the men that were able to bring you down?
No. They have a large front room. And beyond that, I never made it past the large front room.
What about magical abilities? Did they subdue you magically or physically?
Well, giants had a pretty easy time taking me down physically.
Well, thank you for entertaining my questions, and for the wonderful gifts.
I want to know how to use this ring. I need to remove this curse.
You simply put the ring on,
uh-huh.
Touch the cursed item, and it takes it away.
Who's holding the ring right now?
He handed it to Litzy.
I'm going to reach down and grab it if you're...
She put it in her bag of holding.
Oh, never mind then. I'll look down at you. Not like down at you, but you're short, so...
I look down on you.
You hand it over.
Hand over the ring, and nobody gets hurt. Especially me. No, I won't get hurt anymore. Hey, Litzy, can I have the ring? I'd really like to remove this curse that I've literally never mentioned to any of you ever, but it's on my robe.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to know more information. So go ahead, spill.
So you know how we've all been kind of close together in this room? Like within 30 feet, one might say?
Sure.
Every time one of you got hurt, it hurt me too. So I'd like to stop feeling that pain from others.
I'm going to look around at the party. That seems like a pretty worthy cause.
I'd say so.
An anti-curse sort of item. What does everybody else think?
I'm gonna...
Crickets.
I'll just go die.
If someone is willing to entertain, Lakir would want to punch someone to see the effect that it would have and basically experiment.
I would say me, but I am almost dead. Yeah.
No. I look at you. See what you want in your eyes, no. And give you a look back.
I have a better idea. I'll go and take one of the darts out of my thing and just kind of stick it into my hand. And
I disappointedly roll my eyes.
I'll just go and stab twice, and my shield will block it. And sorry, and then I'll stab again. And I'll deal 1 point of damage to myself because I would assume I'm not going to add my dex since I'm not putting full force behind this.
Yeah. So you deal a point of damage to yourself and Jack.
And Jack will, like, he'll sharply inhale and scrunch his face up like, did you have to? Why?
Is there any, do I notice any physical changes happen?
I mean, it is kind of, it's not physical damage. Like, I'm not being cut by anything. It's, I guess, draining my life force maybe would be a better way to put it. Okay. Like you were saying,
but
the kill-a-kill
like
kill thing.
Glow or do something to basically display that this effect is activating? Or is there no...
There's not really an indication, no. So that's how Jack has been able to kind of keep it a secret for so long without saying anything, is just, like, he's taking some damage every time you guys got hurt. And, you know, might have a reason to why he wanted you guys to be safe for so long.
I'm just kind of pulling your leg at this
point. This is a good bit. I just want you to know I took more damage than you did when you stabbed yourself.
I'll kind of look at him and, I don't know. What do you think, Litzy? And I'll give her a bit of a coy smile as
I feel like we both know what's going on at this point.
You guys, this is important.
Jack is like the nicest guy to us. And this is like the first thing he's asked of any of us. And we're immediately like, are you really that?
Does this hurt?
Prove it.
I'll look at him a bit skeptically and then be like, well, I don't have any curses on me currently, so may as well.
Yeah, if nobody else has any curses.
All right. We're just having a little bit of fun. I'll take out the...
Tell me how it was fun.
Take out the ring and toss it to him.
I'll miss. And then I'll bend over and pick it up.
And then I'll actually feel bad.
Good. You should feel bad.
After watching him miss the ring. He just had took too many losses in a row.
Yeah, I'm at like 30% health.
I want to attempt to steal the swish scroll from Litzy's bag as she's like handing over the ring since I'm close to her.
Roll me a perception check. But just so you know, DC is natural 20 because Lakir just got a natural 20 to steal something out of your bag.
23 total.
15.
Nice.
When you go and toss me the ring, you get distracted because I missed it.
And I'm feeling bad over here.
Yeah, and so like... just
yeah, so Lakir, you reach your hand into Litzy's bag?
I'll just tuck it behind me. I don't know exactly what my plan was, but... just strike me as a Lakir thing to do.
I wouldn't have given it to you if you asked, yeah. So...
I know. As I'm bleeding, I'm like, I could use a bit to patch this up, and I don't think we're going anywhere with Tess... And I'll just reference to the rampage that's happening inside the door like that.
Did you get hurt?
I think the only person who took damage last session was Torin.
Really?
And me.
Yeah, he did for sure.
I took a little bit.
Oh, gotcha. The robot may have been programmed to not like Dragonborn as much as other people.
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
That's why apparently. When he looked at Litzy and nodded and then continued to walk into the room.
What are you at, Litzy?
I'm only missing a few hit points, so just a few.
I'm gonna cast aid, and I'm gonna just cast it on you too. So it'll be me and you two, and it'll be 10 points.
Nice. Are we still on wild magic? It was like 24 hours.
Yes, we are wild magicked up. So if you are going to cast aid, it will be a wild magic roll. Let's do this.
1973.
Yeah. A good year, 1973.
Yep.
On the good table, a 73, 10 health potions appear in your item pocket.
Maximum aid.
What kind of health potions? Just basic health potions.
Are we resting here, or shall we move on?
I don't think it's a good idea to slow down.
All right. I just didn't know...
if we were going to leave Tess alone.
Well, we need to wait for him to calm down, as well as... Are you ready to face Raven?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be. I'm not sure how we can delay any longer.
That's fair. I just...
Also,
didn't know
how confident do we even feel that we're going to find her? Because so far, it seems pretty difficult.
Well, I'll turn to Alistair and say, you said she was in there when you were captured, right?
No. I didn't see any hags.
What about a dragonborn?
I did see a dragonborn.
What color?
Red. With similar to this lad over here.
Aha!
I think that confirms what I've been suspecting at the very least.
How much time do we have for Tess to calm down?
I have an idea. Do I think that dispel magic may work to potentially calm him down?
You could roll me an arcana check.
Okay. 20.
All right. With a dirty 20, you suspect that similarly to wild shape, it doesn't really seem like this is just magic that you can like poof away. It seems like this is something that has to run its course or be, you know, taken down to zero hit points in order to go away similarly to wild shape.
Okay. But this wild shape is just Tess. It's not... He won't turn back into Tess.
No, yes. This wild
That's
shape.
That's more of a metagame question than anything else. But
this technically, he just has resistance to damage instead of having an extra hit point pool.
Well, I'll kind of peek in the door at him just doing whatever he's doing in there. And I'll...
You just see thrashing. Why did you hit me? We were friends!
And like purple electricity coming off of him.
Oh, just close the door.
Maybe we give them some time to cool down. Besides, there's plenty of this place that we haven't explored yet. What if there's plans to the castle that we're able to find a secret entrance? What if there's, I don't know, something of worth?
So you're suggesting we scout ahead while we're waiting for Tess?
Could be. We're not sitting still at the very least.
I'm going to give Jack 2 of the health potions I just got. Yeah. Then I'm going to start walking down this hallway.
All right.
Okay. He's heading out. I'm going to watch Torin headed that way and just look here and follow right after him.
Yeah.
Cool. And I like to do it pretty cautiously.
Right. This is the hallway you guys haven't traveled down. This was at the northwest of the room that you were all in just a moment ago. So
how long does it take to remove the curse?
Yeah. So it seems that the ring needs attunement. And so
we should take a short rest.
You could take a short rest.
Our second short rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An hour ago.
Yeah.
An
hour rest. It's literally been like half. Like
sorry.
I mean, you could take a short rest. Yeah. You could just sit here and babysit Tess while we.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Actually,
that's actually a great idea. What if you stayed here with Tess, rest up, get yourself to where you need to be, and we'll go ahead. We'll try not to start anything, but
if you hear us shouting, come running.
Yes, absolutely.
And at the very least, if they bring us to a prison, you may be able to jump us.
True. All right, this is a good plan. I'm going to sit down in the corner opposite the door of the room that Tess is in, and I'm just going to start attuning to this ring.
Okay. So you attune to it in the hour, but let's join Torin, Litzy, and Lakir as they go down this hallway.
Cool. While I'm going down the hallway, I just want to be watching for any traps, and while doing so, I'll use Tides of Chaos to have advantage.
Okay. Make me an investigation roll.
Okay. 16.
16? Okay, with a 16, you notice that there were traps aligned all in this room. But when Q62 went through this room, he seemed to have disabled the hallway. He seemed to have disabled the traps in the hallways just so that he could get by safely.
Okay. And is he like heavy enough to leave like imprints where he walks in the ground or?
No, the hallway seems pretty well traveled, so it doesn't seem to have anything.
What do I see in the next room?
So as you creak the door open to the next room, you see a gigantic floating globe in the center of the room that has several holes in it. It's like a steel, silver type globe, and out from every single hole, a lightning bolt is shooting from one of the holes to just a random wall. And in the corner of this room, you see a chair placed in front of these arcane monitors that are streaming live video of different places in the prison. So it seems that Q62 had a very good understanding of where you were in the prison.
Okay, awesome.
And actually roll me a perception check.
Oh, that's just a 4.
A 4? You don't notice anything, but you do hear some murmurs as you open the door.
Okay, I'm just gonna go in anyway.
Okay, so as you go in, you see in the southeast corner of the room, so the door kind of blocked your view as you were opening it because it swung into the room, but you see in the southeast corner of the room, there is a water cooler, and there are 3 zombie things standing around it having this little conversation with one another.
What's a cool catchphrase? What's something cool I can say right here? I gotta think about it.
Are you fighting, or...
Oh.
Are you trying to just say hi?
There are zombies.
Ah, way too soon.
Who's ever met a good zombie?
That's what they say about hags, too.
The ones I've raised.
Oh, yeah. No. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. These are like... You're like half zombie and a distant relative. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't kill them. Seeing them by the water cooler, I'm going to say, hey, fellas, break's over.
They look at you. One of them has like powdered donut on his cheek as he turns over and he goes, you have a surprise round. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna cast fireball.
Okay, cast fireball.
Oh, they all
pass. Yep.
That's fine. That's totally fine. Okay, I'm gonna also cast this as an empowered spell.
Okay.
So basically that just means I can re-roll damage dice up to like my charisma modifier, or the number of dice up to my charisma modifier. So
wonderful.
So they will take half from this.
So yeah, I'm gonna cast Fireball and I'm gonna say, you're fired. 44 fire damage.
Go ahead and tell me how you'd like to kill these things.
I just cast
amazing.
It. I just cast it directly at the water cooler, and the fireball, like, you know, they're like, the one of them's like in the middle of eating a powdered donut and like still chewing, and is like slow motion watching this fireball as it hits the water cooler, and they just like literally evaporate.
Awesome. And it was the most sad for the one in the corner, because he just got tenure this year at the But yeah, so you guys are not in initiative, and you're free to explore this room. What are you doing?
I assume I peek out, like, out of the hallway at the exact same time I get to watch all this go down. So yeah. I'm just, like, giddily jumping and, like, applauding in the air, and I'm like, woo! Yeah, Torin!
What happened?
Because I'm still sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
I just hear an explosion.
I peek my head back in the other room. We good!
Do I see any kind of switch or anything to, like, that's, like, powering this electrical ball floating in the middle of the room?
You do not.
Okay. Guess I'll go look at the computer monitors then.
Yeah. So you go over to the computer monitors, and as you look at the screens, you see a pile of zombies where you guys were first, in that room that you guys were first locked in. You see some zombies in the middle of some of the prison cells doing a patrol. But other than that, it seems that you guys have effectively cleared the majority of this prison.
Okay. Do they have other cameras per cell?
There are cameras per cell. You see the Eladrin zombies, four of the prison cells that are filled with these goop zombies that were next to Alistair's prison cell, whereas Alistair has not been infected by this goop yet.
Okay.
So, I would like to walk around the room and just see if it appears obvious that, like, are there any doors in this room? Or, you know, like you said, Torin kind of realized we've cleared the prison and stuff. I guess I'm just wondering if there's anything beyond this room or how we reach, like, a dead end.
This seems to be the very northwest corner of the prison. There is another door that leads, as you can see on the screens of this arcane watching area, there is a hallway in between here and the front room, but other than that, it's mostly prison cells and the rooms you've already explored.
We need to do wild magic for my fireball.
Oh, we do need to do wild magic for your fireball.
So good at remembering.
Thank you.
So that's 16.
That's still the good table.
66.
Until the end of a certain allotted period of time, anytime you deal damage, you regain 5 hit points.
Awesome.
You're immortal.
If I can heal 5 points for every time that I deal damage, can I inflict damage on myself and heal?
Yes.
Okay. I pull out my dagger.
Okay.
That deals 1d4 damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just start.
Yeah. You start stabbing your hand like Lakir did with the dart and healing yourself instead.
Exclusively by the security area.
Exclusively by the security area. More than 30 feet away.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
To not kill him.
Oh, man, that would have been the best. That would have been the best.
Like, like having a restraining order against somebody and then running straight towards them. You can't be within 30 feet of me! I know!
So I assume I don't really know. I don't know about that wild magic, you know, effect or anything.
No,
so
yeah.
I just get
crazy.
A little glimpse of Torin violently stabbing his own hand. Squint my eyes a little. Walk away. Walk away.
Yeah, you get some Yui flashbacks of him just stabbing himself in the leg for health potions.
As I'm, you know, walking away from the Torin stabbing himself situation, I'm going to look over at Lakir. We've been through this entire prison, and we've found nothing. And hardly anybody attacked us. This has been the weirdest experience. Where do we go from here?
Well, it's obvious that Raven was expecting us. I mean, the not too subtle note left for us, but as well, I don't suspect this is the bulk of her army. It feels like she's going easy on us. Maybe hoping we'll underestimate her and charge in with more gusto, but I don't know. But it'll all be over today. How are you feeling?
Why are you so sure it'll be all over today?
Well, I mean, we're storming her castle, aren't we? A resolution should be reached sometime.
I'm very eager to have this over with. There's been a lot of build-up to this moment, so I'm ready when everyone else is.
What are you hoping will happen?
After all this time, I mean, it hasn't been relatively long since I've known the true nature of my aunt, and also what she did to my mother, and, you know, her clear attacks on us, and me in particular. I guess I'm just excited to see her face to face and be able to confront her myself and hopefully get a little bit of resolution for this situation.
There's one thing that's bothering me. Why did she bring us here? She knows that you, at the very least, would have reason to not be fond of her, and the rest of us weren't particularly allied towards Hags. What game is she playing?
I think that's it. Hags love games, and the one thing that everybody knows about Hags is that they thrive off of chaos. I think in the very least, she's just in it for the fun.
I didn't think about that. Not much that I do is without a reason behind it. Speaking of, and I want to talk to this to you separate about this. I assume we're a little bit away from.
Yeah, I tried to walk away.
Yeah, you guys are next to the scorched water heater.
That's exactly where I was not water heater.
Scorched water cooler. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll find the wish spell. I'll kind of throw the scroll and say, I have something I need to do with this. I made promises, and I'm afraid the group won't be as understanding.
Is that why you stole that out of my bag?
Well, nothing against you in particular. Otherwise, I wouldn't be showing you. I don't know. Our group has a lot of motivations, and I feel this could be misused. I don't know. I felt it more comfortable in my hands than in that bottomless bag of yours.
I'd be interested to hear how you're going to use it, but sounds like that should be maybe perhaps more private conversation.
I'm going to break the silence of this conversation and cast Firebolt at the electric ball just out of nowhere.
Okay, yeah, roll me a wild magic table.
So you guys over there having a chat. Yeah.
Very big reminder that we are not alone in this room.
That's a 4. Yep, so Tess is still in the room, so unfortunately.
52.
What's your spell save, DC?
16.
Make me a wisdom save.
3.
Oh, no! You are transformed into a frog.
Oh.
Your reaction was perfect as well. Oh. You're like pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay.
Frog life, happy life.
Yeah. You just see me blast this thing and I'm just like, bloop, and I just hit the ground.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to come running around the corner. What do you think? Wait, I'm going to be looking up. Torn, is that you?
I mini fire breath. But not
you,
like
you grow
you.
Dragon wings in frog form.
I'm gonna look over at Lakir. I'm a little bit concerned for his mental stability. I saw him stabbing himself earlier, and now he's
I'm just gonna
like stop this sentence. Scoop him up and walk back into the room where Tess and Jack are.
Yeah, and your dad
and my dad and Alistair.
Yep.
You know,
the crew.
The crew.
as I have a moment alone, I will look at the scroll and just try to, like, decipher it. Formulas, it's magic formulas and stuff like that, and just try to gain some understanding, but being a ninth level spell, I know I cannot. So then out
do
of...
Do you read Celestial?
I do not.
You want to roll me a d20 and see if on a natural 20, you will get Celestial? I'm good with this.
Yeah, six.
Okay, a six? Yeah. No, yeah, you don't understand it at all.
Okay, and then I'll kind of just frustrated, put it away, and walk into the room as well.
Did something happen with the ball? Like,
oh, no, yeah, yeah. So as you hit it with the firebolt, it left like, you know, when certain metals are heated, they change colors. Mm-hmm. It changes scorch colors. Mark. It leaves like a little scorch mark. But then as it cools, it goes back to its silvery.
Ooh. Okay.
Before I leave, can I cast Identify on that to see if I know what it is?
Yes, you can. Roll me a wild magic table. Oh. As I let you know what it is, it is a ball of lightning bolt.
A 5, 22.
So this ball of lightning bolt was used by the Warforged to heal himself after battles, because lightning damage actually healed the Warforged, as you guys realized during the last encounter. And you said you got a 5 and a 22, right? Okay, so that's the bad table.
But everyone else is in the other room, so hopefully...
You stand at the center of a circular wall of fire with a radius of 15 feet. Any creature in any of the spaces covered by this fire must make a dexterity saving throw against your spell save DC, or take 5d8 fire damage. The wall of fire remains for 1 minute. So you are... essentially trapped by this wall of fire now.
Inside that same room?
Inside that same room. But nobody's around you, so nothing happens.
I don't have sending ready. I don't have any way of, like, actually communicating. I didn't prepare it today, so...
In my mind, like, just in Litzy's mind right now, I'm like, Tess will chill out soon. Tess can deal with Frog Torin. Mm-hmm. That's my thought process.
Yeah, and
also my metagame process thinking. Frog.
I got it.
And you know what? After it's frog o'clock, Tess turns back into normal Tess. Torin's still a frog for, let's say, another 30 seconds. You walk out of the room. Litzy's holding a frog. What are you doing, Tess?
First thing I'm going to do, actually, though, is I'm just going to come out just, like, a little bit crying and just, like, run up and hug the closest person, which I assume is Litzy now.
Yes.
Vic, I'm sorry. I'm always so angry now.
I just freeze up very, very uncomfortable about your embrace and say, Frog!
Yes,
and try to, like, Torin, push the frog in your face.
You take 10 points of crushing damage as Tess hugs you.
this is Torin. Here you go. I'm going to put it in your hands and then, like, walk to the other corner of the room.
Well, I sit there with the frog and I'm like, hi, Torin.
I jump out of his hands. I'm just like, ah! And I jump.
Free fall. Yeah. As you jump out of Tess's hands, he reaches for you, but you're slippery enough that you wiggle free. And as you're midair, you turn back into Torin, the dragonborn form of Torin, and land on your feet very gracefully.
Can it be like a superhero landing?
Yeah, just like, the superhero landing.
I'll clap.
The ground indents 5 feet beneath you.
Wow.
And then I turn around, I look at Tess, and I say, no offense, but you're kind of scary.
I know.
Oh, no!
I'll say it's about this time. It's been a minute, right, that the wall of fire lasts, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll kind of walk in and say, don't be ashamed of it, Tess. It's a tool. You can use it to your advantage.
Maybe. I just wish I wasn't so angry all the time.
Here's something you can use therapeutically, okay? And I give you my hammer and chisel that I've had forever that I've done nothing with. I just give it to you. Here's a nice hammer and chisel.
And Harold in the corner of the room is like, I used to own that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
You re-gifted my gift, Torin. Yeah.
Well, for comfort, Tess is going to reach into his bag of tricks and pull out an animal.
Okay. So, Tess, what number did you roll on your D8?
Seven.
Seven? A saber-toothed tiger cub comes out of your... A cub.
Oh.
Little saber-toothed tiger. Its teeth are a little too big for it, and it trips on it every so often.
Rawr.
Well, Tess is overjoyed to have this little companion, and he will just hold him and cradle him.
So you guys are sitting here in the back room of this prison. Everyone, you've seemed to effectively cleared this prison. There's still some stragglers of guard zombies sitting around, but you now have an effective way of being able to tell where they are, so you can easily avoid them if you'd like. What are you guys doing?
Tess is going to cast Pass Without Trace with his Staff of Feywild.
Okay, yep. So you cast Pass Without Trace. Everyone has a plus 10 to their stealth checks, and you are effectively invisible. But since that was a staff and not you casting it, you don't have to do wild magic.
Cheeky.
For how long does that last for?
1 hour.
Well, we're not always a very efficient group, but we do have somewhere to be.
I agree. I think we need to get to the bottom of this threat sooner rather than later. As it seems, and I hate to break this to you, but the person that we followed here is not the person we thought. Adelina seems to be, at the very least, working with Raven. I suspect she may be Raven herself. So we may need to prepare ourselves more than just physically. I think that some manipulation is going to take place, both between... Well, Dragonborn, and I'll look pointedly at Torin, and family, and I'll look pointedly at Lidzi. So, in that sense, and I am going to... I don't know if this will do anything crazy, and I'm going to make sure that it's not just a minute spell, but I'm going to cast Intellect Fortress.
Okay.
On both of you, using a level 4 spell.
I've never felt so smart before.
It's essentially you have advantage on wisdom saving throws. So yes, for the duration, you have resistance to psychic damage as well as advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma saving throws.
Good.
How long is the duration?
1 hour.
Nice.
It's concentration though. So okay. I am
concentrating.
Actively working on it.
And roll me a wild magic table.
I forget about it every single time.
As a full caster, just
9,
anything you want to do.
14.
Go ahead and choose another person that isn't Litzy or Torin.
Can it be me?
Yeah.
I'll do me.
Intellect Fortress goes upon Litzy, Torin, and Lakir. Okay.
The next... I thought it was a bad effect, so I was trying just not to hose you over. Sorry.
No, the next single spell that you cast has an additional target.
Shall we go? I believe that we have some giants waiting on us.
Because it's been an hour now.
Tess, yeah, as going out of wild shape, just an hour has passed.
Yeah, just making sure. Didn't want to, have the wrong hit points going on after rolling hit dice and stuff. But also, we gonna use this ring.
Yeah.
Is it just like an action to cast the spell from the ring?
So you use an action, touch the cloak.
And the stars that are on my robe all like light up.
Uh-huh. And a black shadow goes from your entire robe. Like it makes the shape of your robe and it lifts from the garment as your ring circles it into this spherical shape until it shrinks. And until it's as big as a pin, and then inserts itself into the stone on top of the ring, and your curse is gone.
Amazing. Oh my goodness.
Where'd you get that cloak, out of curiosity? It seems a little morbid to just be a family heirloom of some kind.
Well, yeah, it took me a while to figure out the whole getting hurt thing. Spent a lot of time kind of on my own avoiding fighting if I had to. Boy, that was a hard one to figure out, though. As far as where, that's a secret.
Secrets are no fun. And I'll just keep watching. I'll keep walking. I won't push further, but yeah.
When we were walking through this prison earlier, did we notice if the cell doors were mechanically locked or automated?
They were mechanically locked. So a lot of this prison seems to be connected to some type of electricity source that is powering the entire prison. But it is a, instead of a magical type of locking system, it is a mechanical type of locking system.
So the answer was both.
I'm going back into this room.
Okay.
I'm going to look to see if there's on the computer, now that I'm intelligent,
right.
See if there's like a switch to just turn the power off or open up all the cell doors or something.
Yeah, there is a switch on the monitor that you see that is red that has the words "Do not push" written on the side of the monitor.
Better not push that button.
It says "Do not push," but do I know for sure that, like, by looking at it, that's what opens the doors, or...
Make me an intelligence check.
Also, we might not want to open any of the prison cells. We might just get attacked.
Weren't there zombies in there that you saw?
They were turning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, though.
Dora's gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. Like, I'm down to kill some zombies. They're like...
Apparently not that hard.
Yeah! 19!
19? I'm smart. Alright.
Finally.
You do know this to be the fail-safe lock mechanism to unlock all of the prison cells and open everything, basically.
Okay, I push the button.
Push the button, okay. You push the button and you hear... And then you hear outside, but distantly.
Cows?
Yes.
Was that alarm sound or zombies groaning?
Zombie groaning sound. Okay. A horde of zombies groaning all at once just went on.
Okay.
You have good sound effects.
Thanks.
I start up my chainsaw. This is like a therapeutic moment for Torin because he didn't find his dad, you know.
Yeah.
He's angry about that. Needs to let off some steam. So he's just gonna start charging through the hallways of this place and just slaying zombies.
Which direction are you going?
I'll just head through the middle.
Yeah, yeah, south? You say go the way we haven't gone.
Okay, so you go south for a while. All the doors are open. So you see two of the zombie patrol people in this small 15 by 15 foot room in front of you in the hallway that connects to the hallway.
Okay.
You just going alone?
Yeah, dude, I'm going for it.
All right.
And what are you casting on them? They don't see you. Well, you've got Pass Without Trace currently on you.
I like how we're all just in this other room. We just hear like, and then we hear somebody just start running.
You hear Doom soundtrack starts playing.
What is happening?
Yep. Okay. So, Torin, yep, these zombies aren't going to see you. So, what would you like to do with your surprise round?
Breath weapon.
Okay. They make dex saves?
Yep, dex saves.
They are going to fail their dex saves. How much damage do they take?
9.
9? Okay, so you deal 9 points of damage to these zombies, and their skin starts to burn. The parts of them that had ice covering them melts away, and like limbs are starting to fall off. And you have effectively bloodied these zombies, but they're not dead. And so they turn to you and go, and then you hear the moans of other zombies in the room before you. And with that, let's roll initiative.
Natural 20, baby. Nice.
21.
21.
10.
14.
I got 12.
All right, Tess, with a natural 20, you get an extra round. You're not really sure what's going on, but you hear a loud moan of zombified anger coming from the distance. What are you doing?
Well, as soon as Tess hears like a battle breaking out, he's going to have like little flashes of becoming a monster again, and so he's gonna set the little saber tooth down and like water bend water in between him, and he's like, I might hurt you, and then he's gonna like run away from it.
Okay, yeah. And this saber tooth tiger has imprinted on you, and so it chases after you, and
realizing this, I'll like throw the bag so that he'll, like, not come with me as I go to find out what's going on with Torin.
It'll start, like, nose-booping the bag and whining, as it doesn't really have anyone to go to now. And with that, is that the end of your turn, Tess?
I'll look, Mick. Can you take my bag?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And yeah, I'll move 30 feet towards Torin over here.
Yeah, so you're able to go through this long hallway, and you are in the room with the lightning bolt ball. And with that, Litzy, it's your turn.
I'm just gonna, you know, run towards Torin as far as my little legs will take me.
Are you dashing?
And yeah.
All right, so you push past Tess, and you make it into this hallway that Torin is standing at the end of, but you can't see because there's a bend in it. And with that, it is the zombies' turn, and they are going to do slam attacks against you, Torin.
Okay.
That's a 16 to hit and a 21 to hit.
Both of those hit.
Okay. You will take 17 points of bludgeoning damage and 28 points of necrotic damage.
What?
17 and 28?
I'm sorry, 21 for the second one. Yeah, 17 and 21. So a total of 38 hit points is what you're going to lose. And the second zombie is going to do its attack against you.
You're going to die.
I mean, this is what you get for attacking by yourself.
A 22 and a 16 hit.
I cast shield on the 16.
Okay, roll me a wild magic. But the one that does hit, you'll take 16 points of damage.
Man, I'm already dead.
You're dead?
Yeah.
Dude.
7 on the wild magic table.
Okay. That's the medium.
And then 95.
Caster's feet are double in size, doubling their movement and their movement speed and adding +3 to their initiative bonuses for one day. You go down?
Yeah, I go down.
Okay.
So do I turn into... I'm a bigger creature now? What was that?
Your feet are bigger.
Your feet are bigger. Your feet double in size, and you have double movement.
You can move places faster once you're, you know...
Once you're alive.
Knocked out.
So, but, yes, this zombie punches into you with its empowered ram, and the necrotic spores that are on it ebb into your skin, and you fall unconscious. These zombies circle around you looking hungry and ready to eat. And with that, we are going to end today's session. My name is Cade, and I'm the host and dungeon master of this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition adventure. And I'm joined here by the players to my left.
Leeson playing Lakir.
Brooklyn playing Litzy.
Jameson playing Jack.
Danny playing Tess.
Caden playing Torin.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to give another huge shout out to our patrons on our Patreon. Big shout out to Alec, to Jason, to Lester, to Tiefling Swords Bard, and to Danny. Thank you guys so much for being patrons of our podcast. And thank you, Dean, for recording our intro today. We hope that you remember when life knocks you flat on your back, all you got to do is keep rolling, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.